only beer. Now we should only drink it. And then, of course, there's a famous statement, Vivata Bhagavatam Rasamala, that just drinks Srimad Bhagavatam with the essence of all taste. You know? Like that. So, signing up the talk, you see, topics that are very rejuvenating because they're about Sri Krishna. It's rejuvenating. So this is the food on the currency. We recommend the food that replaces the other food. Now, you may say, well, wait, you know, my mind, I got to be private, I got to work, and this and that. It doesn't. Cleaning the system, fasting never killed anybody. Some people say, I can't do it. It's just, believe me, they're not accustomed. They have to break themselves in slowly. Kopavata, for those that are unable to do intensive Bible or intensive work or intensive illness practice or God knows whatever reason, then Hari Bhakti Vilas mentions Kopavas. Kopavas is fruits and yogurt, things like that. Yaya Yoga is KISS, keep it simple. No muss, no fuss, no pots to wash, no big deal. Offer to Krishna, accept it. When? Once a day would be good, afternoon would be good. You get even more fruits if you more benefit if you take your meal of the day in the evening. But the biggest meal we should have, as I mentioned before, is Govinda Nama, the Lord's name, and Shastra. That's the biggest we should take for our benefit. So that is needed very much. And only if the living entity is happy, happily associated with Krishna in the form of his name, and happily associated with Krishna in the form of his glories, can you diminish the bodily conception of life? No other way. You can be working all day very intensely, and if your mind is fully absorbed in the holy name and remembering Krishna, you don't feel it much. Dehashvata Nahijara Samsara Bandhan Kahatara. If you know you're not this body, where's your bondage? Prabhupada loosely translates it that if you know you're not this body, even though you suffer, you don't feel it very much. People would ask, what about Jadaragni, the fire of digestion, pangs, the biting, the Udara Vega, the pushing of the stomach? You know? What about that? Sometimes, you know, you feel a little grumble. What about me? You know? But sometimes, if you just become busybody, engaged in something, it just goes away. Hey, they come back. You want some tricks? We'll give you some tricks. There's one trick that I learned last year by the grace of Koti, who took me to a naturopath here in Melbourne, Daniel Taylor. And he gave me a piece of advice that was really, really good. Spirulina, whey powder. And I added haldi to it. I added haldi to the mix, turmeric to the mix as a natural antibiotic. Mix that up. I found out that when you take a heaping tablespoon of that in some water, all of a sudden your fire of digestion is pacified. No more biting, no more complaining. Great. It's shut up, leave me alone. Will you leave me alone? I just want to chant some rounds today. Will you leave me alone? I just want to read. Leave me alone. That's the idea. But now, with that as plan B, if you've got that, yeah, and it's not expensive. The stuff, spirulina from Darwin, is not really expensive stuff. You can get it down at the Elder Park, you know, health food store for, you know, a song. You know, one of the half of a kilo for $37, something. Doesn't break the bank, you know? And it is one molecule different from blood. It goes straight in the veins. And it's a rejuvenator. I have a book called Spirulina. PDF from Thailand that tells you all the qualities. It's really great. You will not miss any nutrition if you use that as a plan B. For those that have heavy fire, bile, problems, work to do, and you still want to minimize it, I highly recommend it. If You just take it every couple of hours. Shut up. Leave me alone. And that's exactly what will happen. You will not lose any muscle mass. You will not lose any fatigue. You will not lose any energy. Don't worry about it. Otherwise, the best thing to do is out of sight, out of mind. Vishwanath Chakravartipa, he mentions that in Bhagavatam, in his commentary, Canto 7, Chapter 15. And there, he mentions about it, that just like on Ekadasi, if you have made a vow that today I will fast, then throughout the day you can see all different types of foodstuff. It doesn't agitate your mind. In the same way, if a person may see members of the opposite sex walking on the street, going here and there, but if you are determined, I will avoid this unnecessary relationship or unnecessary entanglement. If you're determined, I will avoid this unnecessary entanglement, then even though you see so many men and women around, your mind is not disturbed. This is what Vishwanath Chakravartipa says in his commentary. So it's quite easy. So, the main thing is Govinda Nam Bhajan and Smara. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommends it as a day of rejuvenation. As from Ekadasi to Ekadasi, you make your short-term plans for long-term brain. Because if you think about meal, buying it, chopping it, preparing it, cooking it, offering it, distributing it, distributing it, clean the pots, post-prasadam paralysis, and then, the inevitable. What goes in has to come out, so you have to take a bath, right? Add the whole thing up. Easy 4 hours. Easy. The whole rigmarole, 4 hours. If you chop a meal, you save 4 hours. What are you going to do with those 4 hours? Rejuvenation. Something that you don't have time to do the other 2 weeks. That's what Ekadasi is for. And introspection, especially, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So from Ekadasi to Ekadasi, you introspect. What am I getting out of my relationships? Where am I going? Am I making advancement? Am I, like the joke was there, are we having fun yet, It's like that. But where's the Ananda? Am I getting it? If not, why? In introspection. So Ekadasi is meant for that. Not only Namaja, but Ekadasi is meant for private rejuvenation. And introspection. Antamukha Shasha, as Anyaya Sutra says. So it's a wonderful rejuvenator for devotees. Do not miss it. You want to know a little more? I'll tell you before I start the class. Then Anuchet 2, 99, Bhakti Sundarva. I was read once in 1994 in Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's poem in Durban once. My godfather Kushagarga's whose translation said that you generally, Jiva Goswami Prabhupada said, you eat one meal on dasi, then you make a sankalpa, a vow. My dear Lord, we will do this for you. At suryasta, when the sun hits the bricks, goes down for the day, you stop eating and drinking. And you stay up all night hearing and chanting. Okay? Next day, you worship the Lord and continue hearing and chanting. He didn't say that. Then, he didn't even tell us about Kalpamasa. Nothing in, nothing out there. And stay up all night, hearing the chanting. Next morning at Bharata, you take a little chananama and go together, and continue your fasting until you take your bhiksha, your main meal, in the midday. That's all he said. He left it up to us to do the mathematics. Man, that's impressive. 2 days, two nights, no food, no sleep. You think about the ramification it's having, but that's not surprising. What's surprising is Anuchet 300, where he says, if you can't do that, not a very substantial devotee. Boom! 16 generations ago, 14 generations, 15 generations ago, We can't even dream of that. Look, we can't even come up to the platform of our grandfathers and grandmother in terms of hard work that they did. And they were just, you know, pious people, moral people at times, even though many of them were drunkards, meat eaters, the whole thing. But generally speaking, they had a strong sense of determination and work ethic and, you know, politeness, even if they were, you know, meat eaters, even if they were malicious. You follow? However, so that's a true for our grandmothers and grandfathers within our living memory. What to speak of 14 generations, which meant that they must have had a whole cycle of peer pressure, village talk. You know what I mean? You have support from the villagers. Come on, you're part of the village. What's the matter with you? You got to be part of the action. You know, you can't slouch now. You know, so they peer pressure. All the villagers came together and they heard it chanted. This is mentioned in Bhakti Kas Maharaj's traditional Indian village life, where he mentioned that he would have, in Bangladesh, they'd be preaching, and he would ask, when will the evening program start? When everybody gets there. There was no specific time to start. When everybody gets there. And so, you know, you'd have some kirtan and bhajan, you know, between 7 o'clock and 8:30, you know, people would arrive. Then when the thing fills up, for the villagers that came 50 kilometers away, 100 kilometers away, you know, to see you. It all fills up for villagers. Then you have your program. Kirtan, bhajan, pravachan, movie, this, that, answering questions. They stay up all night. 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, in Bangladesh. 2 o'clock. We're just not going home. Sadhu Sangha means we go there, we stay the whole day and all night, and we don't go home. And they work the next day. It's not that they're going to say, okay, I'm going to give up my work for the day. No. They went to their job anyway. They have their domestic life. We just simply gave up our sleep that day. We simply adjusted. You can't do that unless you have a taste. So there was something about that as peer pressure. The village people, they actually went along with the ride. And the villagers, you know, you see that with the Purushottam Arimas, it was Pancha Ratrika, 5 nights at the end of Purushottam Arimas. Then you have also the 2 harvest seasons in India, the Kharif season and the Rabi season. Then they would have Durga Puja, in the sense there was not Ratrika, 9 nights. Now it's just a party. You know, a bunch of Gujaratis come together and they play with sticks with the opposite sex and so many things goes on. You know, and the portion clinics have a party, you know, after a while. You know, after that. It's just simply a social party. Does it have anything to do with Durga? Not much. Not now. So see how Kali Yuga has reduced it to a sham of what it was previously. But it gives you an idea of how the villagers helped each other become God conscious in simple living and high living. So that was right. Then not only that, shall I tell you more? Dvadashi, the next day, is dedicated to Radha, or dedicated to Tulsi Rani. And the Tulsi Stava, which I just got my fingers on not too long back, my Gaudiya Kushagra translated it from another manuscript, so now I have a few lines more that were not there in the other edition. I have to talk with the pundits and look at different editions to get definitive results. Said that Dvadasham Jagare Ratro Patit Tulasi Sava Dvatran Cha Aparadam Cha Chamyate Tasikeshava. If anybody stays up at night, on the Dvadasi night, in front of Tulsi Devi, chanting this Tulsi Stava, then Sri Krishna will release from them 32 Seva Aparadas, knowingly or unknowingly committed in his service. This is why it's important to take shelter of Tulsi Rani on this day, especially her day. Why? That I don't know. What's so special? Dvadashi, sometimes they were Mahadvadashi, but sometimes Akadashi was vidha, contaminated on the Dasani. So then you followed in on the Dvadashi, like that. Mahadvadashi. It's good. there you have a double meaning. You have Krishna and you have his consort, both in the same day. Mahabharata. So, then they're very dear to Krishna. But could you imagine it? That if you do 2 days and two nights with no food, no sleep, no worries, could you have the energy to stay up a third night? It's because of her degree of tapasya and initiate and influence that such people would do such a thing. She must have been that astounding in her life that she would stay up all night on Dvadashi as well. Anyway, Kopavasa, we can't do it. But the idea of it is improve it. You would prove it by, if you have 3 meals a day, cut out one. Do that for 6 months of Ekadasi if your mind's not blown. And you can do your work or any emergency, whatever you've got. Cut out another one. Cut out another meal. Okay? 2 meals a day on that Ekadasi. Do that for 6 months of Ekadasi if your mind is not blown. You can do it if you learn to tolerate that. Cut another meal. 1 meal a day with water on Ekadasi. Do that for 6 months of Ekadasi, so you can manage it. You can do any emergency, any work, doesn't blow your mind. Up the bar a little bit more. The meal will be fruits, and we'll take it at Suryasta when the sun goes down. Do that for 6 months of Ekadasi. Doesn't blow your mind? You can raise the bar again if you like. Huh? Sadhu, with water, no food. Now, that will cleanse your system really good of a lot of trash you've accumulated. And even externally, for health reasons, it allows the Jhajaragni, the fire digestion, to burn out all types of junk in your pipes. I want to warn you, the next morning can be quite violent. A lot of toxins will flow out of the body. Therefore, they recommend it. Milk and water. And you pour that over shalagram. Of the Lord is Charanamrit, is supercharged Charanamrit. And you take that, and that helps you regulate and ease out all the junk out of your pipes. The first couple hours can be a little violent, but it's good for cleansing. Definitely good for removing toxins. Even externally, even the external side effect is very positive. In Indian culture, fasting for once a week was very healthy. What to speak of once every 2 weeks? It's not a big mind blower. But the most important thing is that you cannot increase your japa or your smarana or your pot or your reading of shastra. Then the Ekadasi Vrata only has karma kanda vichara, only mundane benefits for some punya, some pious accumulation. It's the Harinam, it's the Bhagavatam, it's Krishna that gives them money. And Ekadasi in the 11th canto recommends that because our senses could be agitated due to the effects of the moon on Ekadasi. Perhaps the Lord's senses are transcendentally agitated. Give him more. Therefore, 11th canto recommends you do extra things for the deity on Ekadasi to give him more pleasure. What happens about that prasada? In Jagannath Puri, I think it's in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the leader is there, that when the devotees of Gauranga and Gauranga were doing Ekadasi Vrata in the Jagannath Balabhagarya, somebody brought a vast quantity of Jagannath Mahaprasada. The devotees asked Gauranga, what should we do? And he said, we will offer obeisances to the Jagannath, full dandavats, full dandavats to the Jagannath Mahaprasada, do production now. We're circumambulated, touch the tulsi leaf that was on top of the boga, on top of the prasada, to our heads, put it back, and honor it tomorrow. We'll eat it tomorrow. Not disrespecting the Jagannath Mahaprasada, we will offer obeisances to it. Touch the tulsi to our forehead, eat it tomorrow. Interesting. Then, you do that for 6 months of Ekadasi, your mind is not blown by sadhu. You can try. But Prabhupada's godmother, When I asked him once, he goes, "Dear John, who does that?" Everything. 24 hours is not a big deal. He said, "No. Real near job means, God said, means 2 days. 2 days, 2 nights, no food, no water." Who does that? Who does near job? Who does juggernaut? See, after you successfully do near job for 6 months of a guidance, then you can think about juggernaut. Saying no. Hey, you need support. You want to do that? You got to have some budgets to sing. That's what happened in the villages. They had budgets to sing. You had variety. Variety is the most. Plan C. I told you about streetcar versus mountcar. You read that book, your sleep is toast. You're not going to be able to go to sleep after reading streetcar. It's too intense. It is very, very, very intense. Your sleep is toast. If that's what you want, that's plan C. And plan D is, according to climate, sprinkle some water on your head. Go take a shower. But it's associated with water. You're absorbing water through your skin. Think about it. Yes, no. Sometimes that keeps you awake. It's refreshing. Cold bath, wake you up. Splash some water in your face. Run around the block. Throw you in the snow. In the northern climate, all you got to do is just go outside. There are many stories on Ekadasi Mahatma of people that Agyata Sukrita, they simply didn't know today was Ekadasi. They stayed outside the whole night freezing, with their consort or with so many things. And, the next morning they got the fruit of the Ekadasi benefit. So, that's another strategy. Stay outside. Tulsi Rani, she can do it. Why, if she can do it, why can't you? A little heavy, but hey, it'll keep you awake. Stay after. There was, in a Radha-Damodar party in America, there were three unwritten rules for late night job past 10 o'clock. Don't stop moving, don't stop chanting, and don't sit down. If you do any of those three things, your job is history. Don't stop chanting, don't stop moving, don't sit down. That's post 10 o'clock p.m. job. You know what? We learned that the hard way. That those three rules better not be violated if you want to finish your 8 rounds or 10 rounds before you call at 11 p.m. or 12. Don't stop chanting, don't stop moving, don't sit down. These are cardinal rules. They're unofficial, but they make a lot of sense. So, we have so many things. This, in Bhakti Ratnakar, then Narayana Chakravarti, he mentions about Ratri Kala Bhajans. Nighttime Bhajans glorifying the Lord, singing His glories. Nobody hardly knows those Bhajans or the Ragas, because who stays up at night? It's not with us, therefore we don't know a darn thing about that. But it's there in Bhakti Ratnakar. Is in the time when it was written, when it was composed for Lord Gauranga by Narahari Chakravarti. It was a happening thing. What's the matter with you? Of course you spent 2 days, 2 nights, no food, no sleep, no words. Of course. What's the matter? You got to be into the crowd. It's like spiritual peer pressure. And you got it. It was described in this book I got, which I pass out. I gave it yesterday to Bhakta Simon. I give it to anybody. Is the dearest traditional book. And that's ecstatic. That book is ecstatic. Prabhupada is done. Compiling the 12, 13, 14, 15 philosophies. You find all of it. It's wonderful reading on the codices. It tells you about the mandatory. It tells you why. And then the introduction says, 400 years ago, Prabhupada said in the introduction, it used to be a very happening thing. Why? Because anybody from any background could easily get liberation. You could have been a gunda. You could have been a thief, a rogue, a prostitute. Doesn't matter your background, your job, or whatever you got. You did a codicil, you were liberated. Krishna liberated you. He was proud of you. No matter what else you did the rest of the 2 weeks. That's what it says. And for that reason, completely across the board, whether you were Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, from this village to that village, or a bhangi, or a sweeper, or women, or anybody, it was a happening thing to do. 3 days of investment, and you get easy Krishna's mercy and liberation. Because liberation was easily obtained. Hey, that was the investment. We're going to do it. Hell or high water, you know? It was like the happening thing. Now, how do you do it? Here. Good luck. You're going to have to climb Mount Meru, you know, because generally to find devotees, even good ones that are interested, is not an easy thing. You have to have a multi-fold practice, you know? Bhajan's strategy, in company is full. 3-4 devotees together, with good reason. Tosi Rani will be your helper. You know, she'll stay up with you. The deities, if you have private shaligram or something, they stay up with you. Chant their glories. Worship them. Next thing, Vadaswami told me, that before Ekadasi ends, you have to do your worship of the Lord. No bath is generally done after the Dwadasi Tithi starts. What? See, the Hari Bhakti Balas quotes some shloka there that 2 weeks of your worship will go to the demon Vatapi. Vatapi, I think it was the guy that his brother, Nethapi and Vatapi were the brother that tried to give a testimony to his brother in the form of animal sacrifice, animal product, that passed, palming it off as Yajna Shishta, the remnants of sacrifice. And the idea of it is when the sage ate that, then the brother would chant the mantra, he would come back and both burst the stomach of the sage, both of them would eat the sage, you know. But when they pulled that stunt and gave it to Agastya, who was the founder of the Tamil language, this place is still there in Tamil Nadu, when they gave it to him, before, he just popped it in his mouth, and then all of a sudden he went, he digested it. His brother chanted mantra, but his brother was already digested, you know. There's another reason why Brahman shouldn't eat meat, you know. But it's an interesting story. So Vadaswami told me, he sent me some pramana from Hari Bhakti Vilas. If you worship, if you pay the deity on Dwadasi morning, 2 weeks of your puja go to the demon Vatapi. Hey, I need all the fruit of my service. If I want to give the fruit, I want to give it to my wife, I want to give it to my departed parents, or I want to give it to my children. But I don't want it to be stolen by the demon Vatapi. Naturally. Okay. Ekadasi means make it better than the last one. You know? So I gave you everything, different advices and all that, how you can up the bar another centimeter, as the sportsman says. You know? You can try to improve it and make it better. Why should you improve it? Because very easily you can get liberation simply by Ekadasi. There in Garuda Purana Sarodhara, chapter 8, verse 26, is the following shloka. Ekadasi Vratam, Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Pat, Bhagavad Gita, Gangambu, Ganges water, Tulsi Prasadam, thrown in the mouth, Vishnu Padambu, Charanamrita, and Namani, the holy name, Marane Mukti Dhani Cha, those that are dying, which is all of us, it grants liberation, the gift of liberation. Hey! We're all Gayaram, Gayaram, and Ayarani, Gayarani. It's a question of time. Today or tomorrow we'll die. Why not practice? This is why I mentioned it. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We'll try to keep it brief. All of you, sadhus and sadhus. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Verse 13. Yad grama bhaksho vihinta sarayas tata pashor alambanam nahincha
tata pashor alambanam
evam yavaya prajaya nalatya
evam yavaya prajaya nalatya
Em
ఇమాం విశుద్ధం న విదుష్ ధర్మం.
యత్
జ్ఞాన భక్షో విహిత సునాయాస్ తోర్పుషోర్ ఆలమనం నహింసా ఏవం వ్యవాయ ప్రజయా నరత్యా ఏవం విశుద్ధం న విదుష్ ధర్మం. Religious sex life is also prohibited, but only in marriage for beginning. Religious sex life is also permitted, but only in marriage for begetting children, and not for sensuous exploitation of the body. Unfortunately, however, the less intelligent materialists cannot understand that their duties in life should be performed purely on the spiritual platform. Very interesting. Madhvacharya has given the following statement in regards to animal sacrifice. Yageso balam bhanava proktam devato dejataka paso hinsanama taram jyatra tasamata tvam nacharata buddho yato yagyen vaja udhvam yanti deva chapatrake atro labha alambanam svarvasya na tumaranam. According to the statement, The Vedas sometimes prescribe animal sacrifice and ritual performances for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord or a particular demigod. However, if one whimsically slaughters animals without rigidly following the Vedic prescriptions, such as thus killing is actual violence, should not be accepted by any intelligent person. If the animal sacrifice is perfectly performed, the sacrificed animal immediately goes to the heavenly planets, the demigods, and the forefathers. Such a sacrifice is not for killing animals, but for demonstrating the potency of the Vedic mantras, by the power of which the sacrificed creature is immediately promoted to a higher situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, has forbidden such animal sacrifice in this age. There's no qualified Brahmins to chant the Vedic mantras. So-called sacrificial meat becomes an ordinary butcher shop. In an earlier era, when unscrupulous persons tried to establish that meat eating and animal killing are acceptable by misinterpreting the Vedic sacrifices, Lord Buddha personally appeared and rejected their heinous proposition, described by Jayadeva Goswami. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul are afflicted by four imperfections, one of which is the cheating propensity. Thus, they tend to exploit the concession that the Lord mercifully gives to them in religious scriptures for their gradual purification, rather than follow the Vedic injunctions for simultaneously satisfying their senses and gradually elevating themselves. Conditioned souls reject the actual purpose of such apparently materialistic ceremonies, simply become more and more degraded in the ignorance of the bodily conception of life. Thus, they fall down altogether from the varnashram system, taking birth in violent non-Vedic societies, foolishly pursuing the small fragments of universal religious principles, prevalent there to be the exclusive religion of the soul. As a result, they fall into fanaticism, embracing merely sectarian, dogmatic views of religion. Such unfortunate persons are completely out of touch with their own eternal function in life, consider things to be vastly different than they are in reality. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanarethi Prasiddha Bhumota Tavi Krishna Balarama Supavam Leh Nanam Param Paramaya Krishna Sadharma Chuktam Dandasta Deva Prabhupada Namaste. Sansara Dukha Jalado Vaditasya Kama Akram Dari Akram Akaraika Bali Kritasya Durvashana Nikaritasya Narashrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehi Vadavalamba Jaladara Sashivarno Gopadesha Vishayano Sahachari Vana Vrindai Krita Mana Vichesho Nata Bhadachita Vichesho Kheela Pitam Vadavyo Jagada Janamihi Toro Rama Krishna Mato Asli Vajra Patrubhis Chakri Pasindu Vyeva Cha Pritana Pavana Vichesho Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama Give it to the news one. We haven't seen him in a long time. Okay. What's interesting here? That the Granada Bhaksho Virata Sarayas. It's interesting. Of wine, it says you should smell it. That the Granada Bhaksho.
Eating it
is actually smelling it. Grana. It was, everything was there. There's six rasas, taste. And cooking and preparing, six things have to be taken care of. Aside from the six kinds of taste, everything was touch, smell, decoration, appearance, how it looks. And taste. Not like that. Taste. And the pleasant mood of accepting it. All that. They all added to go to really cause an impression. The idea of it is that even if somebody had no appetite at all, just simply by honoring something that was astoundingly made correctly, first class, spiced, perfect, done with love, offered to the Supreme Father, it made your digestion roar. It was just like a flame. The fire of digestion was just a flame. And all of a sudden, it's a little bit hard. It's a test of your determination. It's a test of your sense of control. To restrain it. To restrain it meant one third water, one third air, and one third food. So you didn't, you know, you just piece it. And also, Kaladesha Patra, what time is it? Should I eat it at night? Maybe not. Should we save it the next morning? I go in the opportunity stand. Maybe if it's after 7 at night, not good to eat any heavy carbohydrates because the fire is so low, we can't digest it. Fruits, vegetables, that could be taken. But it's interesting. You have the grana baksha, but it's by smell, you're eating it. It's interesting here. Baksha, the taking, or enjoying, or eating. The grana baksho, bihita, is enjoying the shastra, suraya, of liquor. The liquor that was offered in sacrificial performances should be smelled. Now, what about somorasa? They used to make it in Dwarka, outside of Dwarka, the archaeological survey of India found big stone mortars, huge ones, about this big, out of stone, that they used to crush somalaka, plants, soma plants, and extract the juice out of it. Which was obviously not just smell, but it was like a sura. It was like a liquor. It was fermented. But fermented Ayurvedic rasayanas, they kickstart a weak Jadaragni, Raksha Shava, great wine. Not very powerful. 20%, 30% alcohol. But you're only taking a little bit. You're not drinking a glass. You're just taking a shot. You're just taking a small capful or something, you know, just to give you a little shot. It's not, you know. I had one friend of ours in our movement. Well, it's an acquaintance, let's say. I heard about it in the 70s, 80s. That on the plea of Ayurvedic medicine, he would get one Ayurvedic medicine cabinet by the box. You know, just drink it, you know, the whole bottle, you know, 30%, you know, 30% alcohol. Glug, 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 glug. Come on, you know, who are you trying to kid? Who are you trying to kid? So, if the grandma bug show of the Hintas Suraya, it stated in the Shastra that if you want to respect the prasada Suraya, the liquor, that better just to smell it. Why? One Brahmin told me in the city when I was doing puja in the 1979, like that. Some Indians in our temple wanted to do a Satyanarayan puja. And we didn't know how to do that, you know. Let them do their thing now. They come to the temple, give a little donation, let them do their thing, right? They had a Satyanarayan puja. So he came to me. We need a white dhoti. Oh, that's not hard to arrange. Okay, I can do one of those. From the book, for the shop. It's not a big problem. I need an upavacha, upanaya. Why, you don't have one? Don't you know that if you drink liquor, you can't wear a branded thread? Do you drink liquor? Of course! He said like that to me, you know. Anyway, you know. It means, for the sake of the Satyanarayan Yoga, I will abstain for so 3, 4, 5 days or whatever. No. They put him up with an eye for that. For the purpose of show bottom doing the yoga. You know, he stayed for 3, 4, 5 days. He didn't. What about Dowji? Can't imitate him. His affection. In Govindavala Manatrika is the wonderful about that. The Prayobhakti Rasarnava, the best pranam mantra I ever found for Balarama stated, Shruta Svatika Shankasa. He was like the purified crystal and like the conch shell. Raktam Bhuja Galeshanam, and his eyes are rolling red from intoxication.
Rohini Janayam Ramam, the son of Rohini, Lord Balarama.
Kamapala,
the protector of transcendental desire, Bhajamyam, I worship it. Now, in that literature, Govinda Vallabha Nataka, which I had the pleasure to read, I still got a long way to go on that literature. But it mentions there that Balaram, that after Krishna got permission from his mother and father to finally take care of the big cows, the gopas every day, then all of a sudden Krishna was speaking confidentially with Sri Rama. What are you, how do you counter? Why are you talking and you're not letting me on it? Then Sri Rama said, well, to fulfill the desire of my mothers. We were discussing that. And what is that? Well, they wanted you and Krishna to please come and grace their house. And what will you give us, Balaram asked? Well, anything in my house belongs to you. We'll give you anything. Is that a fact? Yes. Will you give us wine? And Sri Ram thinks about it. There's a big pause. Okay. Really? Yes. Then let's go immediately. Then Balaram and Krishna and Sri Ram, they take a shortcut. Because they got thousands of boys and thousands of cows. They got to go on the main road. There's no way. So they went on the main road. But Krishna, Balaram, and Sridhar, they cut the shortcut that goes through Sanket. And they got home quick. And halfway, Sridhar tells, Sudama, please go tell our mothers. The dads, they asked us in the morning, the fruit is coming to them. Krishna and Balaram are coming to their house. Hmm? So Sudama ran ahead. And Kirti Dasahi goes, Sudama, how is it that you're here? And now without your elder brother? When is that? And Sushila's son, Chandrabhanu's wife's son, my dear boy, how is it that you come? Mother, that which you desire is fructifying. Kanu and Dauji are coming with all their friends just to fulfill your desire. Really? Kirtika goes, Sushila, let's make arrangement. Ah, we'll call all the village girls and we'll get a golden thali. We'll put all puja arrangements and we'll give them swagatam. Welcome. Please come in our house. So, they had all these little girls with clay pots in their head, water pots in their head, with mango leaves, and going, ooh, you know, doing like this. Welcome to Krishna and Balarama. And so Sushila offered a golden thali to Krishna and Balarama, just like that. And Kirtan was very nervous. Oh, they've come. We have to give them some reception. What should we give them? Huh? Lala, she called out to Sri Rama, Lala, what is it, my dear boy? What should we give? What should we give Krishna and Balarama? Kadambari, soda, soda, liquor, wine. Will that be proper? Mother, I promised. Sri Rama goes, Mother, I promised. Oh well. So she pulls out this mutka, this clay jug of Kadambari. Evidently it was a Vrijavasi regular, you know, something that they regularly had, you know. Dauji was just asking for something that's just, you know, local. Nothing surprising. You know. Made out of Kadamba flowers? Must be. You know, fermented Kadamba flowers, essence mixed with some fruits or something that went off a little off. Must be. I had to investigate. I have the full knowledge on it. Dauji saw it and he goes, oh, and he starts wheeling around with a jug in his hand. He goes, Krishna, Krishna, would you like to share this with me? But on second thought, you're a little young. Krishna's 8 days younger than Dauji. Second thought, you're a little young. And Dauji quaffs the whole thing, you know, he starts to quaff it. And then Kirtita goes, Dauji, if you're pleased, could I seek a benediction? Sure, Ma, name it. Could you please protect my two boys, Sridhar and Sudan, in the forest? But Ma, that's already going on. I'm already doing that. And she brings out another mutka. And Krishna sees that and goes, He just says, Dowsy's had enough. That's it, you know. Then the news comes to Radhika Sundari upstairs. Your Priya, the Lord of your heart, is downstairs in your house. And Vrishabhanu Nandini goes, oh, how can I go? How can I go present myself? Because if I go, then my superiors will surely see my attraction for him, and that will not be good. Maybe I shouldn't go. Then Lalita Vishaka said, Rajasundari, you could certainly go, and we will help you. We will help you. So they guide her down the staircase on each side of her to support her. When Krishna sees Radha, he becomes stunned. When Radha sees Krishna, she becomes stunned. They both start to perspire out of nervousness. Then Subha, Radharani's expansion in that taste of friendship, looks exactly the same. Carbon copy of Radhika, the only difference is that he's a boy. You can't tell them apart practically, they're so carbon copy. As mentioned in Radha Astapara Nam in Sloka 34, how Radhika has given a form equal to her own to Subal, who's very dear to her. Number 35. Radhika. So he goes, look at these two perspiring. There's not enough air. All you guys get out. You know, she gets out all the coward boys. All you guys get out. There's not enough air. They can't just see them perspiring. It's not enough air in there. We need more air. Please leave the room. So they kick out all these guys. And the boys, immediately, Krishna's perspiring. Oh! And they grab big leaves and they put it in their hand. They start to immediately fan Krishna. And Subha goes, you boys are not very expert in fanning with these leaves. That's okay. You boys are too many boys in this room here. We need more air. Why don't you hand those leaves over to these girls? They're very expert at that. Let them do that. It's inside the house now. Nah, you would do it outside in the forest, you know? So when Subal says that, the boys go, all right, let these Manjari girls, let them do that. Say, well, you know, we'll do it later. So you go outside when the perspiration comes down. Again, they'll come out. So Subal says like that, right? So then immediately they start talking, Radha and Krishna, you know, they start talking in double language. And Krishna tells Radha from the very beginning, Sundari, be very quick. We have to talk very quickly. Because as soon as Balarama blows his horn, everything will change. It's a game-changing experience. When Krishna blows his flute, everybody melts. You forget everything. What am I supposed to do? The sound is so astounding. The rivers flow backwards. You know, the trees shed honey, you know, in tears. And it's just overwhelming. The calves stop drinking their mother's milk. Yamuna flows backwards, everything is stuffed, and Krishna plays the flute. But Dowsy's Kamapala, he has to protect transcendental desire. So everybody has their domestic duties, their service in the Dhamma, that cannot be interrupted. So Dowsy blows his horn, noob! And as soon as he hears the horn, boom! What am I supposed to do? Everybody goes back to reality. I know what I'm supposed to do, what's my service, what's my Dhamma? Everything changes, the dream is over. And everybody changes. And it's astounding how Balarama plays his horn no matter what. No matter how much Kadambari he's got, it doesn't stop his duty. Fact is, when he has to stay back on his appearance day to give cows and children to the Brahmins, he tells Krishna, dear Krishna, please, you play the horn today out there to make sure the boys are all proper and do their duties and the games change and the places change according to the flowing body. Trigger the horn, and you please do it, because today I have to stay back home. Dowsy generally does that, very dutiful. So he's Kamapala, he's a protector of transcendental desire, no matter how drunk he is. But so he cannot be imitated. His drunkenness cannot be imitated, it's his leela. It doesn't stop his power one iota. But by chapter 5, act 5, all the boys are smashed. So it's not just Balarama. It's a typical Vrijavasi thing.
which we have to understand later on. So, in Grana Bhakshava Viheta Asura, yes, smelling it, this is how somebody should accept sacrificial offerings of wine. And not by drinking. Brahmins would do that in the Delhi. The wine will be drunk by the Kshatriyas. They have license in Kshatriyas to drink like that. And then it says here, Tatapashor Avabham Naimsa. In the same way, sacrificing animals should not cause violence. Not to increase the violence. The kings were allowed to hunt animals to practice the killing art. And indeed, they were allowed to kill and eat those animals thus killed in the forest after offering. They offered it to some daivata, like that. Not to increase violence. Kabhi-kabhi, just occasional, they would eat meat. Not that they ate meat every day. Not that the Kshatriyas ate meat every day. Just on occasion. Whatever they got by hunting, whatever. Evam vibhaya. In the same way, vibhaya, sex life, prajaya, na ratyaya, for the purpose of children and not for ratyaya, not for enjoyment, not for exploitation, sensuous exploitation of the body. Imam vashuddha. In this world, we should live. Imam, as pointed out here in the previous verses, vishuddha, for purification of the conscience. Vishuddha buddhaya, for purifying the brains. Vishuddhaya yukta, purifying your existence, purifying that which is favorable. These are described. Vishuddha chaitanas, keeping a pure consciousness. These are many words described in Bhagavatam and Gita. Vishuddha chaitanas. Now, there's something more. As Bhagavatam mentions, that those that are gna, killers of animals, the killers of the soul, they're unable to understand the self. Nivritta sarva bhagya mana. Talks of Krishna are very wonderful. Bhavoshadi, they are medicine. It cures the disease of existence, of the mood. Bhavoshadi. Chokta manobhirama, and they're very pleasing to the mind. Yaduta bashloka gunanavada, the Supreme Lord who is praised with so many prayers and songs. Viravyate, but not accepted for life. Bina pashukna, not by those that are killing animals and killing the soul. So pashukna. So the idea of it was, as Mahaprabhu told Chankasi and Chaitanya Charitamrita, it was rejuvenating the animals. They did not, if they were offered in sacrifice, they attained a higher destination to prove the efficacy. It was a test. A test of the Puruhit, the youngest Puruhit's chanting. The Hota, the Advaro, the Brahma. The Brahma, he was the man in charge of all the chanting. He made sure that the uchara, the chanting, was quite correct. So it was a test of the efficacy of the four pandits that were conducting this yajna. Proved to the Raja, to the yajamana, the person who was receiving the benefit of the yajna, who sponsored the yajna, to prove that these Brahmins could do their job. They rejuvenated an animal in the fire. The animal would be put in the fire, and immediately they got a human body, or they went to the heavenly planets, just to prove. The animal did not lose by that sacrifice of their body. Immediately, tarant, they were immediately promoted. Because people could not do that, animal sacrifice is forbidden in Kali Yuga. It states in Kali Yuga, Ashwamedam, the horse sacrifice, Gavalambam, sacrificing the cows, Sannyasam, the renounced order of life, Palapaitrikam, and
What is that?
For your brother to...
No, Deva Rena Sutopatyam. Deva Rena Sutopatyam. Deva Rena was the elder brother. Sutopatyam. But getting a child in your younger brother's wife by the elder brother, if he was dead or if he was unable to. So one of them, Pala Paitrika, Pala is protected. Paitrika, can't remember that, I apologize to you. Kalo Pancha Vibharjayat, in Kali Yuga phase 5 must be given up. Kalo, that's mentioned. One of them, I apologize, I couldn't figure out one of them. So, because you cannot protect the horses, you cannot protect the cows, the Brahmins are not able to chant it, and the renunciates are not very renounced, and the elder brothers may covet the younger brother's wife. They're not so unmotivated now in Kali Yuga, therefore they forbid it to protect the society from unscrupulous cheaters. Like that. It is 9:05. Hare Krishna. Questions? Any burning ones? Couple is fine. Otherwise, we'll stop for the morning. God, this is a great day. Hey, if you're self-employed, if you've got some disability, it's a good day to say, I'm sick. Baba Yoga. I've got Baba Yoga. It's time to clean up my mood. I'm sick. I can't go to work. I'm sick. You're calling me sick. Baba Yoga. Anybody who did a Kadashi Vrata, they were liberated. Therefore, it was very popular. Why not? Hey, we need all the help we can get, right? Stack it up. You know, if you live where cows are, anybody who dies in a goat shelter is liberated. Guru Puran says, cows are great. Tulsi's great. The Dhamma's great. The holy name is great. The sadhus and sadhus are great. Stack it up as high and as wide as you can. because it's so difficult, the mind is so restless and uncontrolled to think of Krishna at time and death. May or may not happen. There was, I think it was Kanchipura. He asked Ramanuja Acharya, he asked Bharadaraja that question. He's standing Bharadaraja, and he's asking this question. My dear Lord, what happens if at the time of death your devotee is unable to think of you? What would be his destination? Varadaraja replied, I will think of him. That's right. You put your Shalagram Shela, you put Gober down there, you put Tulsi Rani there, you have cow dung, you have durva grass, you have sesame, tilu, you have Harinam, you have Baba Pat, you have Sadhu Sadhis, you have a dove, you have cows, right? Stack it up as high as you can. So that is so auspicious that Lord Vishnu's compassion will be invoked and he will enter the mind, even if a devotee and common person. Plus, we also have to remember that the ears are the last of the senses go. You may not be able to speak, but you can still hear. And therefore, Harinam should be on the tongue. Nishvasena hi nishvasaka da ruddho vishti kirtaniyamato palyat Harinam eva kevalam. There's never any guarantee which breath would be your last. Harinam should be on the tongue at all times. The life insurance policy. Harinam. So it's good. So let's do it. Krishna Priya Thakurani, she did it. Oh, she's a Bengali princess of the 16th century. How can I follow it? Nevertheless, we should try. Pray to her. We should try to chant Hare Krishna day and night. You know? That's wonderful. It's Kirtaniya Sadahari. Everybody knows that. Who doesn't? I surely don't. I can improve it. Right? It's our philosophy to improve it. Today's a good day to do it. May you all be happy and successful in that. Hare Krishna. Jai Sriman Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Radha Vallabha Jagannath Bhavati Subhadra. Hey, Yogeshwar, got a question for you. You didn't give me one, so I got to give you one.
Why is a codicil bus?
But you know, everybody knows that Purnima. Why? So Radha Krishna blend in the moonshine. Clear, right? Or Amavasya, they wear black so that they blend in the night. Clear, right?
What's the karan? What is the karan for a codicil bus?
You know, black. You know, the silver, red, pink.
What's the reason behind that? Do you know, Prabhu?
Huh?
What's the reason behind that color?
The different colors, you know, I know. Sunday is yellow, you know.
There are different colors for different tithis, for different days.
Mars is a little red, you know. Bright red for Mars, you know.
Like that.
So astrologically, we can understand something, but ecology,
why would it be silver, pink, and red?
I have no idea.
But every codicil come is always going, what's that? You know?
Why? You know? But evidently I'm not greedy enough, otherwise they would tell me, you know? Or they would provide it. Maybe later, you know? I don't know. That's why I thought to ask.
Have a wonderful codicil, sadhus and sadhvis. By the grace of Gauranga and Radha Vallabha and Jagannath Balaji Subhadra.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna.